Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided.
Good Tuesday morning to you. It's 7 minutes until 9 o'clock in the morning on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 61 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We're excited to have on the program Pastor Richard Shaw from New Covenant Church here in Rock Hill. They're located off of Cherry Road in the Planet Fitness Shopping center, right there, anchored also by CC's Pizza. People know that.
Yes.
If you've got kids, you know CC's Pizza.
Oh, yes.
But first of all, welcome to Palmetto Mornings, Pastor Shaw.
Thank you.
So you all have a concert. It's coming up. It's over two nights, Friday night, Saturday morning. It's called Miracles on the Horizon.
Yes, sir.
And take us out there to the event on Friday night.
Friday night is actually a worship service.
Okay.
One of the things that I think that the church of the people of God need to do is get back to worship, get back to the basics. So Friday night will be a worship service. We have Watkins and Bloodline that's coming in, and they're going to be the band to lead us in worship. We'll have a message by Linda Jerick, who's our women's pastor, and we'll just spend that night in worship, in prayer, in prophecy, and pray that God moves to bring this city where he wants it to be.
And then the celebrations will continue on into Saturday morning on September the 23rd. At really, a continental breakfast will be served at 9 o'clock until 9:45, but at 10 o'clock, there'll be more singing and praising.
Yes, and there'll be a message from Evangelist Brandy Kennington on Saturday morning. So if you're anywhere close by, you want to be there. Two dynamic young ladies will be bringing the word of God and looking to just get all that God has for us. One of the things that this ministry is about, it's not about making members for churches. It's about inviting women from all walks, all denominations, wherever, to come together to join a coalition, if you will, to learn more about Jesus Christ and to be able to walk more in his footsteps. Mm-hmm. I do believe that if we can turn things around, it's going to be through women, it's going to be through children. Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping that we can get women involved and interested and excited about the Word of God. We want to move this into conferences. We want to move it into help groups, for instance, the Tamar Ministry, where women who've been abused can come together and find spiritual help versus having to go to secular places to find help.
Is this event strictly for women, or are you inviting men to come and be a part of the worship service as well?
Men are invited. In fact, we want the wives to bring their husbands because if we can get that togetherness, mm-hmm. we can start to fix some families and things.
Right.
How old is New Covenant Church of Rock Hill?
New Covenant Church celebrated its fourth anniversary on the second Sunday in September. We started second Sunday, September 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just planting roots right now, right?
Yes.
Getting out there.
Yes,
we will. Well, you bring up such a great point. We were sharing earlier this morning, Pastor Shaw, about there's a video making the rounds of a teenager laughing, recording from the inside of a car, and the teenager hits a gentleman on a bicycle who's out for a bike ride. Mm-hmm. He was a former police chief, and sadly kills him. Wow. And his wife was just saying, like, it's not just about one victim. We as a nation are victims. We're victims of senseless crimes, and we need to show up and show the outrage in the courtrooms. But a lot of the political candidates have been very vocal about rebuilding the family structure, and we don't know what's going on in this young person's life.
Yes, sir.
But somewhere, something is missing in their life.
Yes, sir.
But a lot of the people running for president have been trying to say, we need to rebuild the family unit.
Yes.
And the church is truly the place that can help repair bonds and strengthen bonds that are out there.
Yes. over the years, and I'll take you back, in 1960, there was an 80% of every black family had a father and a mother in it. And then we went through some things in the 60s and 70s, and by 1980, that percentage had dropped to 40%.
Wow.
We have had over the years a lot of legislations that has been specifically designed to destroy the family. And we have to get back to the grassroots of things. We got to get back to God's word. What does God say about the issue? How are we to live together as a family? Because a family, the father, mother, and children, actually represents the threefold Godhead, which is three also. And we have to work hard to get back to doing that.
Well, it can start any time, but if you want to go somewhere where you want to learn more, New Covenant Church of Rock Hill has the Miracles on the Horizon this Friday night into Saturday morning. Just reach out to Pastor Richard Shaw. Pastor, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us.